Maybe it's a plywood or something to cover, give it more strength.
Well, we got the plywood coming all the way down here, but, you know, for skins, so you don't see the side. But
okay.
Yeah, that's not an issue. What do you want me to say?
What I want to say is just describe overall what we have here in front of us, I mean, and how you got involved.
Trickery.
It can create a lot of great things. Don, there's a big wooden thing here. I have no idea what it is. It's very long, very heavy looking, and you have a bunch of guys who look like they've been working on it for a long time.
Yes. We've got two-thirds of a teeter-totter going here, or what some in England would call a seesaw. So we've got the stand right now. The stand is, you know, put up kind of temporarily with bar clamps and things, but we're just trying to get things going here. We are now assembling two of the three pieces of the main seesaw. We got the wrong bolts. I'm not going to say who made the mistake on that.
Okay.
But as soon as that comes in and we can bolt this thing together, then we can move this section into place inside the stand and connect the third piece of the length together.
How long have you been working and your crew been working on this particular project?
It started for me pretty much 2 days before celebrations. Ashrita called, said, "It's ready to go. Let's do it." I talked to Bishwash, and
who was the designer of this? I guess in part,
and I changed the main teeter totter design. He has the stand. The stand is his. The teeter totter is mine. His version didn't look as much of a teeter totter as what Ashrita wanted it to look.
Where does the trickery come in, then? Not that we're going to have
that. That was the trickery. The trickery is I was supposed to build it and not get into the design and all that, and then it's taking a whole lot more time than.
Well, just quickly point out some of the features here. That I mean, you have something. These I-beams, I guess, are your.
Yeah, this the I-beam design is my design. So I've picked up basically two 16-inch I-beams, which are holding the load. And, you know, they have to hold the load and hold their own. But we needed to get something that would hold 90 feet in length, or 80 feet in length, rather. And so the I-beam was the way that I figured was the easiest way to do it. So I've got, in the middle section, two I-beams sitting on top of each other to give the center more strength. And then the last 26 feet is one single I-beam.
Now, presumably in an hour or so, the teeter-totter will be operational for the first time.
No, it's going to be tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
We need enough boys to pick this thing up and move it into place, and I would say probably over a dozen boys to be able to pick this thing up.
Till now, it's been a small crew who have been banging away at this for the last couple of days.
Right. It's been raining a lot, and it's not that hard for one or two people to put most of it together. The problem is once you got the sections together, one or two people cannot lift this thing. So then you need more boys coming in for a short time, moving things around, and then doing it.
So as we're looking down here now, and how many feet have we got here now on the teeter-totter?
We've got, 20, 40, 60 feet. 52 feet right here.
When it's finished, how big a teeter-totter will this actually be?
It's going to be 80 feet end-to-end, 79 feet seat-to-seat. It's going to be 10 feet in the air in the midsection. The pivot is 10 feet up, which says that the person riding at the end will be up in the air 20 feet.
Now, I'm not good at math, but it doesn't look to me like you could actually get this whole thing working in this backyard.
It will fit. This thing will come out probably another 15 feet this way when we move it over, and then that piece goes on and
it'll all go up and down. Now, I'm not volunteering, but who are going to be your test subjects to actually ride this creation?
Ashrita said that Dolat and I should be the first ones to ride it.
I think everybody here would agree to that.
And I agree because I'm heavier than Dilat, and that will send him up in the air first, and he'll be able to tell us if it's safe up there.
You're absolutely, at this point, proof positive that this thing is absolutely going to be a great teeter-totter and a world record breaker at the same time.
It's going to be a great teeter-totter and a record breaker, guaranteed.
Yeah.